This evening, I wanted to talk to you for a minute about mercy. God displays mercy many times to Israel, consistently delivering them from captivity and hardships. The mercy he provides is abundant, everlasting, and far past what any man can deserve. Some of the most terrible deeds can be and are forgiven by God. In Psalm 51, David is requesting God's mercy after his sin with Bathsheba. I'd like to go ahead and read the whole psalm and ask you to focus on the wholeness of how David lays his heart before God. Psalm 51, starting in verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast brought, that thou hast broken, may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from my blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. He displays his devotion to the Lord after realizing the heinous acts that he committed. After committing adultery, and after figuring out he couldn't cover it up, he committed murder. By the time he had to be told what he had done, it was all too late. The only thing that can be done in this situation is to beg of God's mercy, as David did in this psalm and in the days of fasting before the child's death. David was required to receive the punishment for his sins, but after the fact, he is still accounted as a man after God's own heart. In Romans 4, the first 8 verses, it has something to say of David, and specifically the mercy shown to him. In Romans 4, beginning in verse 1. What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. As Seth read tonight, just before in Romans 3:23, and It reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So therefore, if all have sinned and no one is worthy of forgiveness, then do we just give up? Far from it, for blessed are those whose sins are covered up. There is hope for any who ask of God's abundant mercy. You do have to look and ask for it. Sitting idly in sin, not seeking redemption, or simply thinking to do it later, is not the answer. Just as David did after Nathan came to him, you must seek God's mercy immediately and to not live in the sin you had once put on yourself. Hebrews 4 and verse 7 leads to the quickness of our fate and necessity to obtain forgiveness in the time we need it. And I'll read that now in Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4, beginning in verse 7. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, "Today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the Lord of God, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." While we might be humbled as we realize the cost of our sin, we can still go to God and receive forgiveness. And we go to God through Jesus, who proved himself perfect after suffering the same and even more trials that we have, while also remaining faithful and sinless. It's also through the sacrifice of Jesus, as recounted in 1 Peter 1, 1 Peter 1, verse 3 through 9, that we might receive entry to heaven to be with our Lord eternally. So I'll read that now. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 9. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." It is only through Jesus that we may have salvation of our souls and obtain the mercy of God through prayer. The sacrifice Jesus made allows us to be able to go to God and to ask and receive that forgiveness and mercy. Another form of the mercy another form of that mercy is giving us an avenue to begin again, to start a new life through baptism. If you have not received Jesus unto your heart, you are encouraged now, and we are made ready to help you if you would come forward as we stand and sing.